This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. When musicians make recordings, countless decisions must be made. The biggest one may be what to keep and what to discard. As a result, some great music is never heard. Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Emmylou Harris has been making those decisions for more than 30 years. And for her latest release, those decisions are strictly personal. Songbird is a 5-disc boxed set just out on Rhino Records, 4 CDs and 1 DVD, a 78-track retrospective. It's not a collection of her greatest hits. She decided that she wanted songs that reflected memorable moments in her musical journey. The first track could be called her first step.
Old brown clock ticking on my shelf. Take my mind to someplace else. Little gold clock ticking by my bed. Bonny little people dancing round my head.
That's the tune called Clocks, an unreleased outtake from Emmylou Harris's solo debut recording, Gliding Bird, from 1969. Emmylou Harris is in the Blackbird Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome, and I should say welcome back. It's been a while since we spoke.
That's right, Leanne. It's good to talk to you again.
I guess the main question, before we hear you play, because you're in the studio with your guitar, why not do a greatest hits? Why? I mean, this is called Rare Tracks and Forgotten Gems.
Well, the thing is, I've been making records for so long, and some of the tracks, they don't necessarily translate to the live shows for whatever reason, but they were special moments in the studio, songs that I loved enough to learn and go in and record. So that was really the purpose of the first two CDs, of picking I call them my little orphans from my own solo releases. And then where I really started having fun was on the third and fourth CDs, because I was able to get stuff from collaborations with other people and outtakes and live takes and things that people might have never heard before. But I figured it was time to showcase some things that maybe people might have glossed over, including myself.
You're going to play a song for us that is actually not from a studio recording, but this is a live concert. It's called The Pearl, and this is a song that you wrote.
Yes, this is a song that I wrote, and it actually did appear in a studio version on an album called Red Dirt Girl.
Oh, the dragons are gonna fly tonight. They're circling low and inside tonight. It's another round in the losing fight. Out along the great divide tonight. We are aging soldiers in an ancient war, seeking out some half-remembered shore. We drink our fill and still we thirst for more, asking if there's no heaven, what is this hunger for? Oh God, oh God, oh God. just one more old broken bone I cannot mend. As it was now and ever shall be, amen, amen, amen. And we cry,
The Pearl, written by Emmylou Harris and performed by Emmylou Harris and Buddy Miller. The unissued songs that are on your boxed set, I just have to ask, when a song that you particularly love doesn't end up getting included on the piece or the album that you're working on, do you almost mourn it? Do you grieve over it?
Usually, if it's really good, you know it's going to end up somewhere. But there were a lot of interesting projects that were just scattered everywhere, and you just want to be able to collect them and make them available to people. There's a song that
I think you're going to introduce it. Why don't you do that?
This is probably the rarest of the rare. Guy Clark is a dear friend of mine and a wonderful artist, singer-songwriter. But anyway, this is a song called Immigrant Eyes. We're going to try it here, just for you, Leanne.
And everyone listening, Emmylou.
Old Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball. Down in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. My father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. 20th century pilgrims bound by the dream. They were standing in lines just like cattle, roped and sorted and shoved. Some were one desk away from sweet freedom. Some were torn from someone they loved. Through this sprawling tower of Babel came a young man confused and alone. For America, caring
I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing, working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted. See, grandfather's immigrant eyes. Now he rocks and stares out the window, but his eyes are just as clear as the day he sailed through the harbor, came ashore on the island of tears. My grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his memory die.
Well done. A command performance for the weekend edition of Sunday. I know. Who would have known? Waking up on a Sunday morning and get an exclusive performance by Emmylou Harris and Buddy Miller. You're going to leave us with a song called Boy from Tupelo.
Yes.
And we want the chance for that song to play out. So is there anything you want to say about it?
Boy from Tupelo is a not so cleverly disguised reference to Elvis Presley. It's a song about saying goodbye, and Elvis being sort of, if you just listen to his song titles, he knew everything there was to know about love. So it's kind of like the Tao of Elvis, singing about getting on with one's life.
And before we hear it, let me just thank you, Emmylou Harris with Buddy Miller in Blackbird Studios in Nashville. Our thanks to Alan Ditto, the engineer there, and Andy Rosenberg, the engineer here at NPR headquarters in D.C. Emmylou Harris's new release, a 78-song retrospective of her career in a boxed set, is available on Rhino Records. It's called Songbird, Rare Tracks, and Forgotten Gems. Thank you so much for taking the time this early in the day to sing and play for us, Emmylou.
Thank you so much, Leanne. You don't love me, this I know. Don't need a Bible to tell me so. I hung around a little too long. I was good, but now I'm gone. Like the buffalo, that boy. It'll be the perfect crime, just as the boy from Tupelo. He's the king, he ought to know. The shoulder I've been leaning on is the coldest place I've ever known.
Texaco, sweetheart of your rodeo, Juliet to your Romeo. What are you crossing to Mexico? I'll never understand why. Oh, but baby, it's too late now. Just as the boy from Tupelo, he's a king and he ought to know.
You can hear Emmylou Harris perform the title song of her new box set exclusively at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.